Welcome to Southeast Geeks, a Silicon Slopes East podcast devoted to what people are geeky about in Southeast Utah. On these podcasts, we interview locals, business owners, and individuals that like to spend time in Southeast Utah for one geeky reason or another. These episodes may be about individuals or companies doing high-tech things in the region or entertaining activities that people are passionate about in Southeast Utah. Today, we are talking with Spencer Lovelace of Dustless Technologies and Merit 3D. Dustless Technologies and Merit 3D is located in Price, Utah. Dustless Technologies specializes in dust collection systems and wet-dry shop vacs. Their sister company, Merit 3D, specializes in 3D printing of medium and small polymer manufacturing. Welcome, Spencer. We're glad to have you with us today.
Thanks, Michael. Glad to be here.
To get started, I just wanted to get to know you a little bit. So can you share with us, maybe unrelated to Dustless and Merit 3D, some things that you're interested in here in Southeast Utah, or things that you would say you're geeky about in Southeast Utah?
I think kind of a weird one would be Southeast Utah. I think many times you tell people, you're like, where do you live? Oh, I live in rural Utah or wherever it is, whether it's Price or Monticello or Moab, and they're like, oh, they think of it as kind of just this, you know, off the beaten path place. But one of my passions is really, you know, how can I help build rural Utah? Because I love recreating here. I love playing. We, you know, go camping. There's a lot of things to do. And so I think, you know, just passionate about this area of the state.
Well, I think that you kind of strike a good chord here, where this area, I think, fits well for that work-life balance that kind of, I think, you were alluding to there.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can work. We have employees many times that are like, hey, I want to go out a couple hours early today. I'm going to go to the lake, or I'm going to go camping over the weekend. It's like, yeah, go do it. This is where we live. Go enjoy it.
So of those outdoor recreation opportunities, what are some of your favorite?
So as a family, my kids right now are really into mountain biking. So there's a lot of trails in the area. There's a lot of just, you know, they want to quote unquote rip the trails or ride the trails or hit the trails, or, you know, they're saying all these fancy whip terms and tabletops and all this other stuff. And so I think mountain biking right now in this stage of my life is a big one. We love going camping. There's plenty of mountains and plenty of lakes that you can just go spend the weekend, Friday, Saturday, just go out and let the kids go play in the dirt.
Well, and a lot of people like to camp in the desert here, and there's plenty of those opportunities here. And mountain biking, you mentioned that. I believe there's mountain bike races that actually go on for the state of Utah student-aged people here. Is that correct?
Yeah, there's quite a few mountain bike races. And last year with COVID, they actually had quite a few more that brought some people to the area, and they said they loved it.
Yeah, I know that they just completed a course there in the hills north of Price, and so I knew that was going on at least last year, and I think this past year with COVID, there was multiple races that they did. I can't remember how many, but it's definitely a nice place for that. So
yeah, there were quite a few. They've made the area so that as you ride the trail, you can actually see your kids for quite a while before they disappear in the cedar trees or up on the mesa or wherever it is.
Well, that's fun then. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about Dustless Technologies and Merit 3D. Maybe you can give kind of a brief overview of the companies a little bit and how they got started, and maybe perhaps some of the premier or targeted clientele that you like to serve with those businesses.
Yeah, so we have two main companies that we work with every day. The first one is Dustless Technologies. So it started from my parents 40 years ago. My dad invented a vacuum for digging hot ashes out of wood stoves, and that evolved to a wet-dry vacuum. And then years later, that evolved to dust collection attachments for tools. So we make a wet-dry vacuum that you can then attach to a dust shroud for a grinder when you're grinding or cutting, or a skill saw or a sawzall or a drill or anytime in the construction industry you're creating dust, we make a vacuum to collect the dust, and we also make an attachment for your tool to collect the dust. So that's Dustless Technologies. We sell to Home Depot and Lowe's, Sherwin-Williams, Fastenal's, Hub Construction Supplies, just these different supply houses all across the country and across the state.
Do you, with Dustless, do you do any kind of vacuum technologies for like wood shops or workshops or anything where people can connect it to their table saw, or they can, you know, have something you would think of in your shop class in high school or something?
So we do sell a little bit into that area. Most of our focus is on the kind of the pro contractor market. So the DIY, the backyard homeowner who has a wood shop, they're not as concerned about the dust. Some of them are really fanatic about it, but they have these really big elaborate wood systems for it. So most of our focus is just on the pro contractor.
The primary person that would use Home Depot and things like that to get their tools and equipment, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. So you'll get contractors who have maybe anywhere between 2 and 10 employees. You get your one-offs, and they're usually a little more price sensitive. And so because our stuff's made in the U.S., that does cost a little more than a shop vac or a rigid or any of these ones that are imported. So, I mean, typically our vacuums are anywhere from $350 up to $600 or even up to $6,000 for a vacuum.
Wow. But I bet that's a pretty nice vacuum.
Yeah, it's a beast.
So talk a little bit more about Merit 3D then.
So Merit 3D, we started last year actually. So Dustless had a need, and that need was to bypass injection molding. So we have injection mold. Anyone that's familiar with injection molds, it usually takes a year plus to develop a product when you're injection molding it. You have to prototype it, then you cut steel for these injection molds. You know, the injection molds are, we do them either in Salt Lake or in China, and we'll ship the mold over to the U.S. So we have some products that are made in China and some products that are made in the U.S. In Salt Lake more particularly. But that process for injection molding just takes a very long time, and it costs a lot of money up front to build that mold. My parents invested for our wet dry vacuum. They mortgaged everything, and they invested $750,000 into injection molds. And that's, you know, 40 years ago, that's a lot of money. But we said, you know, we went out and we're like, there's got to be a better way. We make these plastic pieces, basically. How can we skip injection molding? How can we skip overseas inventory? How can we design a product much faster? And we found some solutions that we could just 3D print it. And when people think 3D printing, they think, but what do you have it? Have you seen 3D prints before?
Yes, I have. I'm a nerdy, geeky guy that likes miniatures and things like that. So,
what do you think of when you think 3D printing?
I would think either very pliable things or very rigid, fragile, breakable plastic things.
So the solutions that we found, we have good relationships with the major chemical companies of the world: BASF, Henkel Loctite, DSM. Like all these major chemical companies. We said, we want to 3D print this, but we don't want it to be fragile. We don't want it to be breakable. These contractors have to throw it in the back of their truck, and it has to last. And so we'd come up with solutions, would test them out, would throw them on the ground, they would just shatter. And so we, working with these companies back and forth and back and forth, we finally found a solution that we can actually 3D print at a mass scale parts that are really unbreakable. I mean, the impact strength on them is great. And so we have started printing a lot of our shrouds through this mass production method of 3D printing. And as we started telling other manufacturers about what we're doing, they're like, well, can you print this for me? We're like, yeah, we can print it for you. And so they'd send us their files, and we would start 3D printing stuff for other manufacturers. And we said, you know, maybe there's a business here. Maybe we can. And so we incorporated Merit 3D, and that just services other manufacturers that want to bypass China, bypass injection molding, make it in the U.S. and have very agile lead times and product development.
So you mentioned like Home Depot and Lowe's and such are kind of consumers of your products. I think I've even seen them on Amazon, or at least fulfilled by Amazon type of scenario. Mm-hmm. Who are some of those primary customers for Merit 3D? Do you have any of those that you would want to share?
Yeah, so a couple projects we're working on now. We're working with the chainsaw company. They're making a hedge adapter for a chainsaw to just trim hedges. We're working with a wheelchair company that they make their wheelchair in the U.S. except for the wheels are imported overseas, and they're like, we want this product to be made in the U.S. So we're working on an airless tire that we can 3D print. Hmm. We have a phone company that we're working on phone cases. We're printing thousands and thousands of these phone cases because they're same thing. They're skipping injection molding. They're like, hey, can you put a texture on this phone case? Right. Yeah, we can put your wife's face if you want on the phone case and make it pop out in 50 different places. And not that anyone would do that, but and so. Actually, this week, we're just releasing two products, and these are the very first two products to be mass-produced to land on a retail shelf that are 3D printed. So one of them is a dust shroud for a jackhammer. So that's going in a retailer up in Canada and in some retailers in the U.S. as well, KMS Tools, Dietech Construction Products. And then we're working with a company called PhoneScope out of Beaver, Utah, and we've started producing the phone cases for them, and they are in Sportsman's Warehouse and Cabela's and Bass Pro and Shills. And
so. And what's special about their phone case opposed to any other phone cases? I mean, is there something that they're tailoring to with their product?
They are. They're tailoring to the outdoor enthusiasts. So they have a phone case with an adapter that you can adapt to, like binoculars or a spotting scope or even microscopes, and you can take pictures through the lens of that optical device on your phone.
And so the case needs to be able to be mountable with those mm-hmm. ocular devices that you were mentioning. And
yep.
Okay.
And what they're really excited about is injection mold. To injection mold, typically will cost about $20,000 to $30,000 up front before you even see the first part off the mold. But we can get. So they're sending us phone cases that normally they wouldn't injection mold because the quantities are just less. And we can design and prototype, get a phone on Monday, start designing around it, prototype it on Wednesday, and start mass producing it on Friday. And so they're very excited because they can, that's 6 to 9 months that they would normally not be getting return on in their investment, but now they can start selling immediately to these outlets.
So following up a little bit there on Merit 3D, what does it take for somebody to be a designer there? I mean, do you need to have like AutoCAD skills? Do you need, what is the skill set that somebody would need to have?
So, engineering skills are great. Your design skills, your mechanical skills, kind of that knowledge. But it really takes a person that knows how to take that book knowledge and apply it. And if it's a designer, if it's a tinker, if it's someone that just is not scared to get their hands dirty and just, fail fast. Design, fail fast again, and figure it out. But the engineering skills are definitely engineering. We use SolidWorks as a design program. High schools, colleges, universities, that's kind of the industry standard, and the better designer you are in that program is great. Also, designing for additive manufacturing. You design differently if you're designing for a sheet metal part versus if you're injection molding versus if you're additive manufacturing. Because as you 3D print that part, it needs to build on itself, it's kind of cool because you can make different intricacies and parts that you couldn't make with traditional manufacturing technologies.
Looks like the geek is on the sneak. It's time to play Geeky or Game Over.
We'd like to play a little game with you. The way the game works is I will give you a topic and you will answer that you are geeky about it if you like it or enjoy it. And you'll answer Game Over if you don't like it or haven't heard of it. And you're definitely welcome to elaborate further on any answers that you give. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Board games.
Geeky to a certain point.
Any special board games in your mind you're thinking of?
Settlers of Catan, we play. Just card games as well. So Hearts. So I throw that in there with games, with board games.
Game of Thrones.
Game over.
Not a fan, huh?
Not a fan. Never once played it.
Video games.
Game over. A very big time waster, in my opinion, but I realize some people love them. I just don't.
Biking.
Geeky. Go biking all the time. Love it.
Any favorite hotspots?
St. George in the wintertime and around here, and all the trails in the area in the summertime.
Harry Potter.
Probably game over if I have to just pick one or the other.
River rafting.
I'm geeky about river rafting, although I don't go as much as I'd like to. How about canal rafting? We do that all the time.
I used to do that as a kid. We knew the canals pretty well here in Price, so.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Game over.
Hiking.
Definitely geeky, yes.
What about a favorite hike then?
Many hikes down in the Swell. We did a Baptist Draw about a month and a half ago. Plenty down in the Swell. Furniture Draw.
Camping.
Definitely geeky. Go camping all the time. Every free weekend we have.
Any favorite places there, or do you not want to say?
I'd tell you, but I have to kill you. Down in the Swell, we go camping quite a bit. Huntington Canyon, up Price Canyon, Soldier Summit area, up on the way to Vernal, Argyle Canyon, plenty of camping.
Star Wars.
Star Wars, I'd say game over. Great stuff, but we don't spend a lot of time with it.
ATVs.
ATVs are very geeky. We take those camping with us all the time.
And finally, gardening.
Gardening is definitely geeky. I have over 100 plants, 70 tomato plants. Try to get enough food that the kids don't wipe it out in one sitting, but they do pretty well at that sometimes.
So you said 70 tomato plants. Any specifics, or do you do a variety, or what do you do with them?
We do have two main varieties, Super Fantastic, and the other is Jetstar. We do have some other varieties as well, but those two seem to do really well, so we continue growing those.
So let me elaborate on my experience with tomatoes. I hate them, but I eat everything made from tomatoes. So salsa, ketchup, tomato sauce, pizza, spaghetti, fresh salsas. I mean, you name it, I eat it, but I'm not going to put a tomato on my salad. So go figure, huh?
Every Sunday in the summer, we'll make a big bowl. It's probably like 2 or 3 gallons worth of salsa, and the kids will down it within a day or two.
Wow. See, and I'd be right there with them, but put that slice of tomato on my burger or on my salad, and I'll just say game over to that. So
yeah, I have to limit them. They'll just go out in the greenhouse and just eat the tomatoes like apples. So if the tomatoes ripen in the season, I have to limit them to, okay, you can all have one tomato a day. Okay, now you can have 5 tomatoes a day. Now you can have 6 tomatoes. You know, 5 times 5 boys is 25 tomatoes every single day ripening, and I have to limit them or else they'll just wipe them out.
Well, thanks, Spencer. Thanks for playing our game with us.
No, thank you, Michael. Great.
Sorry about that geeky interruption. We are back with Spencer Loveless, Dustless Technologies and Merit 3D. Well, that's interesting, and it's always good to hear that. It sounds like the skill set is relatively easy. It's just you got to get familiarity with it, and like you were saying, high school kids and local universities and things teach some of those skill sets, and that's useful. But it sounds like it's fairly easy for someone to get into that kind of technology if they so desired.
Yeah, it is easy to get into it. Once you're into it, to be proficient at it is different, but you can get into it so easy. I mean, you can get Tinkercad. You know, it's a free program online. You can start designing anything you want. You can get a $200 3D printer on Amazon and print with it all day long. And so, you know, for a couple hundred bucks, you could get a design program, you can get a printer. The cost of the materials is cheaper than your digital paper printer. And so you can get into it pretty easy, and that's a great Christmas gift for people, is just give your kids a 3D printer for Christmas and
let them tinker,
let them build, let them be creative and really express, you know, Dad, I want to create this, do it. I can't tell you how many bike parts we printed in our house. it's just constantly printing.
I wanted to ask you further too, what are kind of some of the myths or misconceptions that people might have in the area or maybe further than the area about Dustless and Merit 3D?
Like in the local Carbon County area, you think?
Or just an industry in general about your companies?
With Dustless, I think I don't know, there's a lot of misconceptions or myths about Dustless. At first it was, you know, the company name was Loveless Ash, and people had no clue what that was. They're like, oh, are you a crematory? Like, no, we're not a crematory. My dad made a vacuum for taking ash out of wood stoves. So that was one of the funny ones. In the Dustless side, there's not a lot of misconception there. In the 3D printing side, it's more when we tell people what we're doing, we're like, yeah, we're mass producing items through 3D printing. Like, well, show me a part. And you show them a part and they're like, wow, that quality is amazing. Okay, what does it cost? And so, and the cost is still higher than like per piece injection molding, but the overall cost is pretty comparable. And so that's kind of what we're trying to teach an industry is, yeah, we don't need traditional methods. Like, we're transitioning away from those. You can print in carbon fibers, you can print in metals, you can print in polymers. Heck, there's even if you Google 3D printed steak, there's even food printers out there.
I don't know if I'm ready to eat a 3D printed steak, but it's scientifically intriguing anyways.
Yes.
Well, what is perhaps some of the greatest challenges you've seen with Dustless and Merit 3D, especially, it's kind of a unique situation, I guess. Dustless has been around about 40 years, as you said, but Merit 3D is in its infancy. So maybe you could share some of those challenges that both of those have had.
Yeah, I think on the Dustless side, the challenge has been we're competing with the Bosches and the Milwaukees and the DeWalts of the world, because they have very deep pockets. And luckily, we have, you know, good connections in that industry where sometimes we're even producing parts for some of those companies. But when you look at their budgets and how they can just throw money at projects, that's a big challenge, especially when you're competing. And then also when you're trying to compete for retail shelf space, because these companies have these huge incentive programs. They're like, you carry our vacuum, you carry our grinders, you carry our filters, you can carry our saws and everything else. And the retailers get big incentive programs. We're a vacuum shop.
I imagine some of those big companies can even undersell some of their products to try to get them into the shelves of some of those businesses and things like that. So,
yeah. And that's on the Dustless side. The Merit 3D side, the challenge has been really, it's more in technology. We're on the leading, if not, you know, bleeding edge of technology. Because, you know, I talk to people and they're like, yeah, you're about 10 years ahead of your game right now. And I walk away and I'm like, I'll prove you wrong. And so, you know, trying to teach people, even in the industry, that what we're trying to do is going to work. They're like, yeah, you're not there yet. It'll get there, but you're not there yet. And so having this product to be the first on the shelf is starting to, you know, it's just going to launch this week. But hopefully it opens people's eyes that, yes, you know, we are getting there. We are avoiding these supply chain issues. And there's a lot of boats stuck in canals or boats that labor is short. So
why not produce it domestically quicker and have it right there available for you, just as good a product?
Yeah.
Or better.
Yeah. And that's you know, I've talked to people about, well, are you really going to pay more money for a product that's made in the U.S.? And the answer is no, unless it's a better product.
Well, and I think I would agree with that. You know, I mean, you can get that little warm fuzzy that it says made in the USA, but ultimately, if it's not quality, I really don't care.
Yeah. And that's a challenge that we're up against as a nation and as a world is, you know, suppliers that typically do stuff, they're good at what they do. And so we've got to find ways to do it better.
Well, let's get back into the fun side of things. Let's get out of work talk a little bit.
Change the fun thing.
Sometimes it's fun things, but we like our play, right? So, you know, Southeast Utah has numerous outdoor opportunities for recreation and adventure. And what are some of your favorite hot spots that you like to visit in this region?
So, in the wintertime, my kids love going to St. George and hitting the trails. Like it's, you know, the weather is warmer. Once it starts getting hot down there and we want to stay home more, then we love going camping in Huntington Canyon. We'll go down on the swell quite a bit and just go camping. Just go play in the trees. Go play in the dirt. We do mountain bikes, motorcycles, four-wheelers. There's tons and tons of trails that you don't have a lifetime to hit all of them. You couldn't.
Well, I think that's the kind of unique beauty of this area is, you know, 15, 20 minutes you're in the mountains, 15, 20 minutes you're in the desert, 15, 20 minutes you can be fishing or boating or, you know, whatever. You can even do skiing if you don't worry about the chairlifts or anything. I mean, there's snow skiing you could do in the mountain areas and such. So, I mean,
yeah, there's fishing and hunting and all within, you know, within 30 minutes, you're there.
Right. Well, that's about the majority of our podcast today, but we always want to ask one question, and it's on a scale of 1 to 10, how geeky are you about something? And I'm going to say mountain biking because it sounded like that was kind of one of your biggest things. So how geeky are you about mountain biking, and how geeky is Dustless Technologies and Merit 3D about as far as tech companies go?
Mountain biking, I mean, I would say I'm about a 6 or 5 or 6.
So maybe your kids are like a 9 or a 10, but you're... okay.
Dad, let's go hit a trail. I got work to do. Or maybe not, I guess. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, that's where that is. On the tech side with Dustless, you know, our end goal is to 3D print a wet dry vacuum. My parents invested $750,000, which today would be $1 million, in injection mold back then. And I want to print a 3D vacuum. I want to 3D print a wet dry vacuum.
Meaning every bit and piece other than maybe the power cord or something.
Yeah. Well, stuff that you can't. Everything that you can print, I want to be able to print it. Which transfers over to the Merit 3D side. You know, the employees there are great. They, I'll walk in and be like, hey, look at this part I printed. And it's a Mandalorian helmet or whatever it is. I'm like, that's awesome. Like, keep innovating, keep tinkering, keep figuring things out. Because eventually we're going to use it somehow, some way.
Maybe you can sell custom vacuums with Mandalorian helmets on them.
Ooh, that's a good idea. That's right.
You have your Star Wars custom 3D printed vacuum.
We actually had an employee print a Star Wars gun that one of the stormtroopers use. And we're probably gonna have to get rid of that because some people are like, oh, you're printing guns, and we just don't want to go down that.
Right.
Even though it's a stormtrooper.
And it's a piece of plastic that would not be operable, and
yeah,
that's really neat though. And maybe that's another market to get into with 3D printing, is some of these nostalgic items, I guess, that people may have interest in. So
yeah, there's a lot of areas. I mean, I talked to a guy yesterday who is like, can you 3D print headstones? Like, I've never thought of that before. So I had a conversation this morning with one of the big chemical companies of the world, SABIC. I'm like, do you have a plastic that'll last for over 100 years? Like, maybe we'll get back to you. So it's just all over the board, like different areas of manufacturing.
And I would think, you know, going back to this 1 to scale 10 of how geeky Merit 3D and Dustless is, with this 3D printing, I would say they're right up there, 9, 10, 11, you know, because yeah, this is, you said earlier, this is some cutting edge stuff that, like, is just barely being, the surface is barely being scratched on for what can be done, and what we're discovering every day can be done with it.
Absolutely. I would agree with you.
Thanks, Spencer, and thanks for sharing with us some of your information about Dustless and Merit 3D. We appreciate you being here with us today. Until next time, everyone, you've been listening to Southeast Geeks.